With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Christmas bringing no pause to the death and destruction in Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials say Russia launched a massive missile barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, killing at least one person and disrupting heat for more than 100 on Christmas Day. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said over 70 missiles, including ballistic missiles and over 100 attack drones, were used to strike Ukraine's power sources. Zelensky calling the Christmas Day power attack inhumane. The country's energy minister said power operators were taking the necessary measures to limit consumption. I'm Julie Walker.
The ongoing war in Gaza putting a damper on this year's Christmas celebration in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. And there's no end to the spiral of violence in Haiti, where there's been a deadly gang attack on the reopening of the largest hospital in Port-au-Prince.
Apart from the central bank building, the port of Port-au-Prince, and the presidential palace, all the city center of Port-au-Prince is controlled by gangs. And there is a powerful alliance of several gangs put together called Vivansant, and they claimed responsibility for the attack, and they posted a video online saying, the reason why we attacked this hospital is because we didn't authorize the government to reopen it. They should have asked us. So you see how wrong things are in Haiti and how powerful these gangs are.
The BBC's Leonardo Russia. Also at SRNnews.com, a thundering surf, severe flooding along California's central coast. Residents remain on high alert a day after the severe weather was blamed for one man's death and the partial collapse of a pier in Santa Cruz. Two people are missing, one of them presumed dead after being swept out to sea. Wall Street closed for Christmas. Santa Claus rally carried the benchmark sharply higher yesterday. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at family and politics.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it charts the impact political polarization is having on relations between people who are related to one another. According to the study, 12% of all voters are cutting off certain family members over political disagreement. Democrats are much more likely to take such an action. Nearly one in four Democratic voters is cutting off a family member, compared to 5% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and agreed to pay the plaintiffs legal fees. Ryan Gibson, chief executive officer of Pro-Life Action Ministries, says the decision amounts to an admission by the city that the law violated the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Lest we forget, ceremonies have taken place in Belgium marking the 80th anniversary of one of the fiercest battles of the Second World War. Ceremonies commemorating the World War II Battle of the Bulge.
It began as an overwhelming surprise attack by Germany through the dense woods of the Ardennes, a place familiar to military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
I've lived in that area when I had served as an infantry commander over there. Yeah, and it's tough.
The battle lasted 45 days, marked by General Patton's successful breakthrough of the siege of Allied defenders in the key city of Bastogne. Victory had its cost.
Our casualties were in the neighborhood of 81,000, of which 8,400 were killed.
This year, 100-year-old veteran David Marshall attended the commemoration, saying the young should study war in order to prevent any future war. George Williams reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.